In this video, we are talking about church, family, and social change after separation or divorce. These areas can be tender. Church may have been a place of worship, friendship, service, and identity. Family gatherings may have been familiar. Social settings may have been built around married life. After divorce, these places may feel different. A person may wonder, where do I belong now? Who knows what happened? Will people take sides? Should I keep attending the same church? What do I say to former in-laws? How much do people need to know? These questions deserve patience. The body of Christ is called to love with sincerity. Romans 12 says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. In love of the brothers, be tenderly affectionate to one another." Christian community should be marked by genuine love, honor, patience, prayer, and hospitality. But love does not require unsafe access. Belonging does not require pretending. Peace does not require staying in every setting that causes harm. Some participants may remain in the same church and receive wise care. Others may need pastoral guidance about how to navigate shared spaces. Some may need a different small group. Some may need a season of worshiping elsewhere. Some may need denominational guidance about divorce, remarriage, sacraments, membership, or church discipline. This course does not decide those questions. It encourages respectful pastoral care within the participant's Christian tradition. Family and social relationships may also need boundaries. Former in-laws may still be connected to children. Shared friends may feel confused. Some people may ask questions they do not need answered. Others may speak with painful assumptions. A wise response may be brief and respectful. I am not discussing private details, but I appreciate your prayers. Or, I want to support the children's family relationships, but I will not speak negatively about adult matters. Or, this is a tender season and I am seeking wise pastoral support. 1 Corinthians 12 reminds us that the body has many members. When one member suffers, the body should care. That does not mean every person receives the same level of access. It means no suffering believer should be treated as disposable. Reflection question: which church, family, or social setting feels most difficult to navigate right now? Gentle next step: write one sentence you can use when someone asks for more information than you are ready or wise to share.